Well, Andy, if a week is a lifetime in politics, then how long is 4 weeks?
18 years.
Yeah, that's right. It is now exactly 28 days until our federal election on Monday, April 28th. All of the polling is showing the Mark Carney Liberals ahead of the Pierre Poilievre Conservatives to various degrees. So what does Pierre Poilievre have to do to change his fortunes? And what does Carney have to do to keep the lead? We have so many questions. So let's go to our friend and veteran pollster, John Wright, for some answers. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you.
So, John, we're now officially 1 week into the campaign, week two officially underway. Feels like 4 weeks worth of stuff has happened in just 1 week. It can be really hard to keep track of what each party and party leader is doing, what they've announced, what they've said. So let's focus on the Conservatives and the Liberals, the two big parties in this election. What have both parties done well so far? And where can both parties make improvements as the election campaign moves into April?
Great question. Let's start first with the Liberals. And you were right off the top that we still have a long way to go. And even though the polls, in fact, are look fairly settled, they're not. You've got 85% of those people who are currently voting for Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives locked in. So that's 85%. But only 50% of Mark Carney's vote, because it's coming in a little bit later. People are still assessing not only him and the ballot question, but also the NDP has lost ground, and that's where that group comes from. So the thing that is going well for the Liberals is clearly Donald Trump and the tariff challenge to this country. That is the number one issue, and that is how they have position themselves against that. The Pierre Poilievre issue is complicated for a couple of reasons. Number one is that he's been on axe the tax and the economy and doing all those sort of slogany things that we've heard about for the last 18 months against Justin Trudeau. But of course, Justin Trudeau is gone, and his ballot question is still that while the country is focused on the tariffs. There has been some discussion in the public domain about whether or not they should change to the tariff issue. If they want to, they'll have a chance after April the 2nd to change that. But there's also some personality issues with Mr. Poilievre that people see, that he's pretty rough around the edges for some people, and that is a personality issue which reflects, as you just, you know, you've noticed in the polls recently, in terms of whether people want him as the prime minister. It's lower than Mr. Carney. So what the Liberals have to do is two things. Number one is keep focused on the tariff issue, which will come soon enough, as much as they can, and also talk about affordability in the background. What Mr. Poilievre has to do is to try and now move into that discussion about the tariffs, tone the rhetoric down from the campaign that's been before, but also remind people that he is the one for investment for the future, and also for making sure that families are looked after.
Right. I couldn't help but thinking about the conundrum that Pierre Poilievre has right at the moment. On Friday, when Donald Trump told the world that he'd had a nice discussion calling him Mark and Prime Minister Carney, and that they would resume their discussions after the election, what does Pierre Poilievre do in the face of that?
Well, again, if they can settle out internally, you know, what projection they want to have, because they are having some infighting amongst, I'm doing air quotes, conservatives as to what the strategy should be. The new chapter of the campaign could open within the next 72 hours, and that is, what are we going to get in terms of tariffs? How is the Trump administration going to respond to this? I don't know. And neither does anybody really else. But this is the opportunity to sort of switch into that gear if they can do that. Excuse me. And all of it does rest on affordability, because clearly tariffs are going to put prices up, not only in the United States, but it's going to have job security issues and pricing and affordability here in this country. So I think if they're looking for some kind of a reset, it's got to come in the next 72 hours, and we won't know what that's going to be. But you raise another point. And that is, you know, how Mr. Trump is responding to Mr. Carney. It may be, you know, that this is just another ploy by Mr. Trump. You know, I want to make sure the Liberals win so that I can deal with them better than I can against, Mr. Polyev. I don't know how that's going to work, but certainly the tone change in the tweet that he put out saying that, you know, he's willing to deal with the prime minister and not mentioning governing, you know, the 51st state has probably gone some way for the Liberals to claim that their incumbency at the moment has changed the rhetoric and that it's just another demonstration that they can get things on the table for negotiation.
Let's talk very, very briefly, John, in the last 30 seconds or so about this, the age divide and how, you know, some people seem surprised that the Conservatives are attracting younger voters, voters under the age of 50 or 55, while the Liberals are attracting the older voters. And it's kind of a switch as to what we've been used to in past elections here in Canada. You, as a veteran pollster, John, are you surprised by this shift?
No, I have Gen Zs and Gen Xers in the family. And when you take a look and see what they've been faced with, trying to buy a home, trying to live in this type of economy, trying to get jobs because of, you know, being forced out in some places due to immigration. I mean, they are looking for a break that the Liberals have not provided them. The boomers, a little more settled, have moved over to the Liberals because their issue is the tariffs and the trade issue. And they are not connecting with Mr. Polyev's rhetoric. So, no, it doesn't surprise me because real life young people are trying to get up the rung and they feel a bit betrayed from the Trudeau era and they want change very, very much.
And hope that change will mean they can buy a house, right?
Yeah, and that might not be anytime soon, but there, you know what? In 2015, it was hope that put Trudeau over the top. I think they're trying to do the same thing with Mr. Polyev.
John Wright, always a pleasure. We'll talk with you again. Thank you.
My pleasure. Take care.